pass for Tossold. It occurred to me that, objectively speaking, Dell was sort of hot. But he'd be the last person on Earth to own it, which was one of the many reasons I liked him. I waited until he sipped some juice before I asked, "You okay?" His eyes were still burning, but then they rolled, annoyed. He started laughing. I did too. I had meant it seriously, but we both knew it was a ridiculous question. "Yeah, Jimmy," he said. "I'm just great." We'd come a long way since the first few times Dell's dad had gone off on him. Back when we were little, Stan scared the living crap out of us. These days, the whole situation was more depressing than scary. It wasn't the end of the world. It's just how the world was. Or at least, Dell's corner of it. It would have been nice if he had more people in that corner with him. But besides me, Dell didn't have any real friends, and Stan was his only family. His mom had committed suicide a few years ago, after the last big flu outbreak, a year after the one that killed my dad. Dell didn't like to talk about it. Stan had been a mess ever since. "You got any bagels?" Dell asked. "Yeah." I reached behind me and grabbed the bag out of the fridge. As I tossed it onto the table, Dell gave me a funny look. "What?" I said. He cocked an eyebrow. "Moons and stars?" He was smirking but blushing too, and at first I had no idea what he was talking about. Then I realized my robe had come open. "Don't be an idiot."
"What? It's a pretty shirt. What there is of it."
I didn't have time to get dressed because some wacko was banging on my door. Besides, you've seen me in tank tops a million times.
"Well, the moons and stars one is especially cute."
I rolled my eyes at him, but the way he had been looking at me was messing with my head. The morning had already gotten off to a sucky start. I didn't need things getting awkward, too. "I have to get ready," I said, standing up and tying my robe tight. Dell cleared his throat and pulled a bagel out of the bag.
"Do you want one?"
he asked, as he started hacking at it with a knife, sprinkling poppy seeds everywhere. "Sure," I called back as I ran up the stairs. I tend to shower pretty quickly, but for some reason, knowing Dell was downstairs, and after the way he'd been looking at me, I finished up even faster than usual. We'd been friends forever. We'd probably even been in the tub together at some point. But things were different now. It occurred to me as I rinsed off that maybe my mom's daily comments about us growing up weren't so much about the physical changes. Those were pretty obvious, and every kid who had taken fifth grade health class knew they were coming. Maybe it was more about who we were becoming as people. I was out of the shower before the mirror had fogged, and I paused in front of it. My mom told me, constantly, that I was pretty. But she said it in this wistful way that made me wonder if she was really talking about how much I looked like my dad. The small curve at the end of my nose, the faint freckles, the light hair, the brown eyes. People said all the time that I looked like him. I never used to see it. But lately, even I had been struck by the resemblance. I put on jeans and a light sweater, tied back my damp hair, rubbed some moisturizer on my face, and ran back downstairs. Dell had a bagel waiting for me, hacked, toasted, and buttered on a plate. "Thanks." I took a giant bite, then looked up at the clock. "Yikes, we need to go." Dell looked over my shoulder and out the window.
"Crap."
"What?"
"Stan's car is still there. He hasn't left for the station yet."
"So?"
"So I need my bag."
My stomach sank. I looked at the clock again. "Okay," I said, steering him.